Today we continue our study of the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
今天我们会继续来看主耶稣的教导。
So our text is taken from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
今天我们要来看的经文就是马太福音的五章十七到二十节。
Do not think I came to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is fulfilled.
莫以为我来是来废除律法和先知的，我来不是要废除，而是要成全。我是在告诉你们，即使天地消逝了，这律法也不会废去一点一画，全部定将成全。
Verses 19 to 20. Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees,You will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
19到20节，因此无论谁废除诫命中最小的一条，又这样教导人，他在天国中必称为最小的。但若有人遵行这些诫命，并且教导人遵行，他在天国中必称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过经学家和法利赛人的义，就必不能进天国。
Let's observe the structure of these four verses.
让我们首先来观察一下这四节经文的结构。
When we look at verses 17 and 18, what do you see to be the focus of these words?
当我们去看17到18节的时候，大家看得到什么是这个重点。
When we go on to verses 19 and 20, we see a clear transition of mood, a transition of thought.Jesus clearly is talking something very different here in verse 19 than from verse 17 and 18.
接下来19到20节的时候，这里有一个明显的转折点。在19、20节，耶稣所谈到的跟17到18节是很不一样的。
So let's take a closer look at verses 17 and 18.
让我们首先详细来看17到18节。
We see the idea of fulfillment being repeated.
在这里可以看到有一成全这样的概念在当中。
Jesus is not only talking about fulfillment, but the certainty of fulfillment.
主耶稣在这里不单单是谈到这些事情会成就，他所强调的是这些事情必然会成就。
So, first two verses, 17 and 18, describes to us that on God's part,The certainty of fulfillment of all that God has planned to do.
在十七十八节谈到，在神的部分来说呢，他会确保他所计划的必然全部的成就。
But then when we turn to the next two verses, the content, the mood changes drastically.
接下来的十九二十节内容就完全的不同了。
Despite on God's part,The certainty of fulfillment, man, including his church on earth, easily annuls his word, changes his word.
纵然神肯定会成就他一切所计划的，但是来到人的层面的时候呢，那人往往违背神的诫命。这里所谈到的人，我指的是神的教会。
So we see both the certainty of fulfillment of God's plan and also how man resists it.
所以从十七到二十节，我们看到神他一定会成就他所计划的这个确定性，但是同时间我们也看到人往往都是去违背神的诫命的。
So according to these observations, today we aim to consider three questions.
那基于以上这些的观察，我们今天要来思考三个问题。
First question, what has God planned to do that he shall fulfill to the full? What is his plan? What is his top priority?
第一个问题就是，神究竟计划了些什么？那他必定会成全呢？他首要去做的是什么呢？
Concretely, what is it that he will certainly accomplish?
那具体来说，神究竟要成就什么呢？
Question 2. And for that, we go to verse 19. How easily man, that is the church of God, breaks God's command and changes his word.
第二个问题我们要来思想人，那指的就是神的教会是怎样轻易的违背神的诫命。十九节。
And then, when we come to verse 20, we see a key expression, enter the kingdom of heaven.
当我们来到第二十节的时候，在这里就看到一个关键的表达，就是进入神的国。
Now, you may think you understand what it means, the kingdom of God, but the people whom Jesus is addressing are all believers in God already.
当我问你进入神的国是什么意思的时候，你能回答吗？当时候耶稣所教导的对象，那他们都是相信神的。
Why do believers in God need to enter the kingdom of God? Are not believers already inside the kingdom of God?
那这些相信神的人，他们为什么还要进入神的国呢？那相信神的人岂不是已经在神的国里了吗？
So these are the three questions we want to consider this morning.
所以以上是今天我们早上要来思想的三个问题。
We'll start from the first question.
那我们来看第一个问题。
What has God planned to do that he shall fulfill to the full?
神计划了些什么他必定成全呢？
When we look at verses 17 and 18, especially the last part of verse 18, we see a clue. Whatever God has planned and written in the law shall be fulfilled. So,What God will fulfill are written in the law and the prophets, especially the law.
那当我们看17到18节的时候，这里有一个提示，在18节的后半部分那里说，一切写在律法上的事情都必定要成全。所以神所计划的要去成全的已经记录在律法里面了。
So if you want to know what is the plan of God that he shall certainly fulfill,It is already revealed in the law.
所以你若要去明白神的计划究竟要什么事情要成全呢？那已经记录在这个律法里了。
We've learned before, the law translates a Jewish concept, Torah. And the Torah for the Jewish people means the first five books of the Bible.
之前我们学习过律法，那它所指的是犹太人的这个概念中的托拉。托拉就是圣经的头五卷书。
And of these five, the first is the book of Genesis.
这五卷书的头一卷书就是创世纪。
So what God has planned to do and will certainly accomplish are written in the book of Genesis and is confirmed in the writings of the prophets.
那神所计划的一切那已经记录下来了，特别是在创世纪里。那神的计划就再一次在先知书当中再一次被提起。
So for this reason, we now turn our attention to the opening chapter of the book of Genesis.
也因为如此，让我们接下来来看创世纪的开头的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
创世纪一章的二十六节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. We continue to read verses 27 and 28. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them,Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
一章二十六节，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜，以及全地和地上所有爬行的生物。我们继续来看27到28节。第27节，于是神照着自己的形象造人，就是照着神的形象造了他。他所造的有男有女， 神就赐福给他们，对他们说，要繁衍增多，充满这地，征服它，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上所有走动的生物。
The focal content of these three verses I've highlighted red.
那这三节经文的重点我用红色已经去标记起来。
You may say the focus, the emphasis is of a dual nature.
你可以说当中的这个重点有两重的意思。
The first level it talks about God's goal, His top priority plan, that He wants to make man His representative to rule the entire earth for Him.
那第一层的意思是谈到神的计划，他的目标就是想要人成为他的代表，去统管地球。
But then there is a second side of the focus.Namely, in order for man to rule on behalf of God, man needs to bear God's image.
但是还有第二层的这个重点，但是为了使人能够代表神去统管地球，我们需要有神的形象。
And to attain to this goal, man needs to be trained, transformed into God's image.
那人为了要达到这样的目标呢，就需要被改变，需要被训练。
This then is God's plan, which is revealed already in the law, in the Torah. And Jesus says to us today, this will certainly be accomplished to the full.
那以上就是神的计划在律法在托拉里面已经显明出来。那神的计划，主耶稣告诉我们必定会成全。
And when will this happen? When will this plan be fulfilled?
那什么时候这个计划会成就呢？那什么时候这个计划要被成全呢？
All this shall happen when the kingdom of God comes to earth at Jesus' second coming.
就是当主耶稣第二次来到地上的时候就会成全了。
For this reason, when Jesus began to preach the gospel, he said the kingdom of God is very near.And also for the same reason, Jesus talks about the Beatitudes, the kind of people who will have been transformed into the image of God.
这也是为什么主耶稣在出来传道的时候，他说，你们要悔改，神的国近了。那这也是为什么主耶稣谈到这个八福里面形容那一类的人，他们是被神改变，成为有神的形象的这一类的人。
And in one of the Beatitudes, Jesus says, Blessed are those who are meek, for these shall inherit the planet Earth.
那八福中的其中一个是这样子说的，谦卑的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
So in summary, the plan of God, which he shall certainly fulfill, is that he wants to make man his representative, to rule the earth for him.
让我做一个小的总结。那神的计划当中，他想要使到人成为他的代表，代表他去统管地球。
So God's purpose is for man's glory, to promote man to the highest position in the universe.
所以神的目的是为了人的荣耀，要将人的地位升高到在这个整个宇宙当中。
And this plan.Now, what we have learned so far can be confirmed in the rest of Jesus' teaching and in the words of the Apostle Paul.
那刚才我们看到神的计划，可以从主耶稣的教导，还有保罗的他的书信里面去印证。
I read to you Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 to 25.
那接下来我们来看马太福音16章24到27节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
马太福音十六章第二十四节，于是耶稣对门徒说，如果有人愿意跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。凡是想救自己生命的必丧掉生命，但为我牺牲生命的必得着生命。
Here Jesus puts plainly the condition of becoming his followers.
那在这里主耶稣很明白的去陈述那他对跟随他人的条件。
In order that God will transform you and me into God's image, we must follow Jesus' way.
为了让神来改变我们，能够有他的形象，我们就必须跟从主耶稣的引导。
So, the way of Jesus is the way to the image of God. To deviate from the way of Jesus is also to deviate from God's plan.
那耶稣所行的道路就是通往有神的形象的这个道路。去偏离耶稣的道路，也同样也意味着我们偏离了神的计划。
Let me go on to read to you from verse 26 to 27.
那我们接下来看第26到27节。
For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? The word soul here means life. Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul, his life? For the Son of Man, that is Jesus, will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works.
第二十六、二十七节，人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么好处呢？人还能拿用什么换回自己的生命呢？人子要在父的荣耀里和众天使一同降临，那时他要照个人的行为报应个人。
Jesus likes to describe himself as the Son of Man, the human one.
那主耶稣喜欢用人子来形容他自己，就是人的子。
Here he says that one day he will come from heaven to earth in the glory of the heavenly Father, and then as God's representative, he will reward each person according to the way we have led our lives.
那这里主耶稣说，有一天他要在父的荣耀里去降临到这个地上。那当时候，那他要代表神去审判个人，照着个人所行的去奖赏或者报应个人。
And whether we can enter God's kingdom and rule with Jesus depends on whether we follow the way of Jesus in this life.
那我们能否进入天国和主耶稣一同去管理这个世界，就在乎我们是否跟随了主耶稣的道路。
Let me also read from the words of the Apostle Paul to see the same point. I'd like to read to you from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 to 29.
那我们一起来看一看使徒保罗所说的，让我为大家读罗马书的八章二十八到二十九节。
Paul writes, And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose.For whom God foreknew, he also predestined, that is, to plan ahead of time. From whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十八到二十九节，我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按着他旨意蒙召的人的益处，万事都一同效力。因为神预先知道的人，他就预定了要他们效法他儿子的形象。预定这里是说神预先计划使他的儿子在许多兄弟中做长子。
Here we see that God has a purpose, he has a plan.
这里我们看到神有一个目标，有一个计划。
And we have seen clearly what that plan specifically is.
所以刚才我们已经看到这个计划具体是指什么。
But in order to rule the earth on behalf of God, we must first be changed into the image of Jesus.
但为了使人可以去代表神去统管地球，那首先我们要被改变，有耶稣的形象。
There is a period of preparation, of training. Indeed, this is a period of testing, of probation.
那所以有一段的时间去预备，还有被训练。确实这段时间也是试炼观察的一段时间。
So far we have sought the answer to our first question.
那以上我们就去明白了我们问的第一个问题。
What has God planned to do, which he shall fulfill to the full?
神计划了什么，那他一定会成全呢？
He wants to promote man to the highest position possible.
他想将人升到最高的位置。
But there is a long process of training and changing.
但是在这之前有长的时间是预备还有去训练。
In all this we see God's kind intention. The Bible uses the word grace to describe the kind intention, the grand plan of God for man's sake.
从神的计划里面，我们看到神非常美好的他的美意。那圣经用恩典去描述神这样对人类美好伟大的计划。
But I can see two opposing mentalities towards the grace of God among the Church of God.
但是在神的教会里面，我可以看到有两种不同的态度去面对神的恩典。
Despite the glorious plan of God for man, man easily changes his word and annuls his commands.
纵然神对人的计划是这么样的荣耀，但是人往往去违背神的诫命，去改变他的律法。
For this, we turn our attention to our next verse, Matthew 5 and verse 19.
去思想这个问题，我们来到下一节的经文，就是马太福音五章十九节。
As we consider Jesus' sudden change of tone, that whoever breaks any of the least of God's commandments shall be the least in God's kingdom.
那这里我们看到耶稣很快的去改变了他的语气，他说，若有人放松这个诫命，那他必在这个国度里成为最小的。
There are two opposing attitudes towards the grace of God.
那有两种敌对恩典的态度。
A lazy attitude or dynamic attitude.
有两种不同的态度去面对神恩典。第一种就是懒惰，那第二个就是有动力进取。
The first attitude that is lazy thinks like in this way.
那第一种的态度是这样子的。
God is love, which is true.
神是爱，这个是正确的。
God wants to give eternal life to you freely. You don't have to work for it. Actually, you cannot work for it.
神要白白免费的去将永生给你，你不需要做什么。更准确来说，你做不了什么去得到它。
Eternal life is a free gift of God for you because He loves you.
救恩是神赐给你的免费的礼物，因为他爱你。
Here as I speak,I'm using words which are partly true, because that's what the Bible says, and partly false, because it has been distorted.
那以上我用的说话是有一部分是真的，那有一部分是去假的，是扭曲的。
Because God loves you, once you believe and are saved, you will remain saved forever.
因为神爱你，那只要你相信以后呢，那你永远都是得救的。
The free gift of eternal life is given to you unconditionally if and when you believe. And therefore, once you are saved, eternal life is guaranteed.
当你相信神之后呢，神救恩的礼物是免费没有条件的给你的。你得救了以后呢，永生就是保证是你的了。
When you die, you go to heaven.
当你死的时候，你一定会去天国。
When other people die because they don't believe, they go to hell.
其他人因为他们不相信，所以他们会去地狱。
The most important part, your destiny is guaranteed. So what is left for you to do during this life? Not much.
最重要的部分就是你的目的地已经有保障了。那所以对你来说，这一生要去做什么呢？那没有太多去做。
But then it's not right to do nothing after you've been saved by God's grace. What is left to do is to go to church on Sunday.
但是当你得到神的救恩之后，不做什么又好像不对。那剩下来要做的就是星期天去教会。
And if you're interested, make sure you apply for baptism.
那你要确保你报名参加洗礼。
And after baptism, what is left to do? Not very much.
那洗礼之后要去做什么呢？那剩下来的就要做的不多。
Well, you can try to be good.
你可以尝试去做好一点。
And if you would, offer some money to the church.
那如果你愿意，那就奉献一些金钱。
But then, the most important thing, eternal life is guaranteed.
但是最重要的，有永生这件事情已经有保障了。
Now, if you have been to the Christian church or you have heard the preaching of the Bible, I'm sure what I'm saying sounds very familiar to you. It's so popular, it's everywhere in the world.
那如果你有去过不同的教会，那相信你对以上的这些的说话都不陌生，因为这样的教导在全球都是很流行的。
But you see, we have been studying systematically the teaching of Jesus as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
但是我们在过去一段时间是有系统的去明白，在圣经里所记录耶稣的教导。
When you compare the popular teaching of the Christian church with what Jesus has taught as recorded in the Gospel, we see a stark contrast.
但是当我们去比较基督教教会里面流行的教导还有主耶稣所说的教导，这样的对比是黑与白的一个比较。
Jesus addresses those who have already believed in God and said, Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣是对那些相信神的人说，假若你的义不超过法利赛人和文士的义，你就必不能进天国。
I call this breaking God's command,changing the words of Jesus and annulling God's plan. And this is why in verse 19, Jesus changes his tone and talks about man's tendency to change the word of God.
那我称这个是很大胆的去篡改主耶稣的这个教导。这也是为什么主耶稣在谈完十七、十八节到十九节的时候，他的语气就转变，去谈到人很容易去修改神的律法。
Doesn't the Church of God know what Jesus has said?
神的教会岂不是对圣经是很明白的吗？
How can they believe and preach a type of gospel that is different from the gospel that Jesus preached?
那为什么他们胆敢去传一种和耶稣所传的福音是不同的福音呢？
This is an insult to God.
这样的做法对神来说是一个羞辱。
It is true that God loves us.
神爱我们，这一点是真的。
This is the abundant grace of God. That is true.
这是神丰盛的恩典，这是真的。
But what is not true is that God's grace is unconditional.
但是不是真的这个部分，就是神的恩典是没有条件的。
The gift of eternal life is never unconditional.
永生的从来不是没有条件的赐给人。
To present this as the true gospel of God is to insult God.
用这样的方式去传福音，这个是对神来说是羞辱。
It's stepping on the kindness of God.
那是在践踏神对人的恩典。
God's grace is being wasted in such Christian preaching.
那神的恩典在这样的基督教的这样子教导里面就被浪费了。
By contrast, the gospel that Jesus preaches is dynamic.
但是对比主耶稣所传的福音是蛮有动力的。
Yes, God wants to bless man and promote man to the highest.
那确实神的计划是要将人升高到至高。
But Jesus teaches us there needs to be an interaction between God and man.
但是主耶稣教导人需要跟神有所互动。
Only as man totally committed to God can God's power interact with his life in full. Only so will believers change into the image of God step by step.
那唯有人没有保留的将自己委身给神，那神的能力才能够来到这个人的身上去工作。唯有这样，信徒才能够渐渐的被神来改变，有神的形象。
So Jesus never said that once you are saved, you are unconditionally always saved.
主耶稣从来没有说你只要读过圣经只要信，那一次相信，那就永远得救没有条件的得救。
Jesus says, once you are saved, you should pray for God's enabling power to help you live the way you should. Heavenly Father, give us today the strength we need. Give us today our daily bread, he says.
主耶稣教导说，当你相信得救之后呢，你要向神祈求他的恩典和能力去帮助你，去改变你。他教导门徒这样祷告，天父， 今日我们需要的力量赐给我们，就是说今日的饮食赐给我们。
Elsewhere he says, Blessed are those and only those who hunger and thirst after God's righteousness.
那其他一处他说，那些饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And then elsewhere he says,We must love God, our Heavenly Father, with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength.
在另外地方，主耶稣又教导说，我们当尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力去爱亚伟我们的神。
Jesus emphasizes, only as we do so, will God's power interact in your life.
那主耶稣强调，唯有我们这样去回应的时候，神的能力才会来到我们当中有互动。
And only as we follow this way of Jesus, you and I will be changed into God's image step by step, and not otherwise.
那唯有我们这样去跟随耶稣所走的道路，那一步一步我们才能够经历到神的改变，但是我们偏离就经历不到了。
Unless we do so, we will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
那如果我们不是跟随耶稣的道路，那我们就必不能够进入天国。
Now, sitting here this morning, some of us are already believers in God. Others are just learning about God.
今天我们坐在当中的有一些已经是相信了神，那有一些还是在寻求去明白神的话语。
I address the following words especially to those of us who are already believers.
那我特别将以上的分享去对那些已经是基督徒的去说。
So we have accepted the gospel.
我们已经接受了福音。
You have accepted the grace of God.
我们已经接受了神荣耀的恩典。
What are you doing with God's grace?
那你是怎么样去用神的恩典的呢？
Are you a lazy Christian?Or is your life propelled by God's power?
你是一个懒惰的基督徒，还是你的生命是被神的能力所推动的呢？
You have joined the Church of God for some time.
那你参加神的教会有一段的时间了。
Do you consider yourself a person who hunger and thirst after God's goal?
那你觉得自己是一个对神的目标去有饥渴去追求的一个人吗？
Or when you look at yourself, you cannot but conclude you're a lazy person.
还是你去衡量自己的时候，你必须说你是一个懒惰的人呢？
You have been taught by the Bible.
那有圣经的教导去给你们。
Do you know the goal that God has set for us?
你知道神为我们所定下的目标吗？
Are you running after that goal with all your heart and all your might?
你是全心全力地朝着神所定的目标去往前进吗？
The answers that you will give to these questions will tell you whether you belong to the first kind of attitude or the second kind.
以上这些的反思呢，你就可以知道你是否是刚才谈到的对恩典的第一类的态度还是第二类的态度了。
The Bible says that God has promised His power to help us live the way we should.
圣经的教导是说神已经应许赐给我们能力可以去活出他要我们活的生命。
Well, let's leave the theory aside and talk about experience.
那让我们将理论先放在一旁，我们去谈谈我们的经历。
In your daily life, from week to week, do you feel God's power interacting in your life?
在你的日常生活当中，你是否经历到神的能力与你有所互动呢？
Are you being changed into God's image, step by step?
你是否正在一步一步的被神改变为有他的形象呢？
These questions will tell you whether on that day when the kingdom comes, you'll be included.
那以上这些问题的回答就可以使你明白你是否在将来要迎来来临的国度当中是有份的。
The way Jesus teaches the gospel, it cannot be compared to the way the Christian church has been preaching.
那所以我再次强调主耶稣所传的福音和今日 基督教会流行的教导是完全不同的。
Jesus says, unless you do these things, you will by no means enter God's kingdom.
那 主耶稣说，除非你是他所描述的，那就必不能够进天国。
Now in the following few minutes, we want to come to our third and final question of this morning.
那在接下来的时间，我们要来看今天上午的第三个问题。
What is meant by the expression enter the kingdom of God?
那进天国是什么意思呢？
How do we understand this expression?
那我们如何明白这个概念呢？
Now, if I don't ask you this question, you may assume the answer that you know.
那如果我没有问你这个问题，或许你觉得自己已经知道答案了。
What's the answer in your heart?
那你心里面的答案是什么呢？
What does it mean to enter the kingdom of God?
进天国是什么意思？
Does it mean, does it not mean that when I die, I don't go to hell, but I go to heaven?
那岂不是说当我死的时候，我 不会去到地狱，而是去天堂吗？
I just suppose that entering God's kingdom means that when I die, I have the guarantee of eternal life.
那岂不是说当我死的时候，那我有这个确据能够有永生吗？
But once I ask more questions, you'll find the answer to this is not so simple.
但是当我去追问更多的问题的时候，你会发现，这个问题的答案并不是那么简单的。
The expression "enter the kingdom of God" does it mean that a person has not yet gone inside?
那这里谈到进天国所带出的意思，岂不是说这个人还没有进入到神的国度里吗？
But Jesus, I repeat, is addressing people who are believers in God.
那我再次重复，当时耶稣所教导的对象是那些相信神的人。
The Jewish people, for example, are in a covenant relationship with God because of circumcision.
那犹太人他们是跟神是有约的，因为他们有割礼。
And for Christians people, those who have been baptized,Christians also are in a covenant relationship with God.
那对于基督徒来说，那些受过洗礼的，那他们也和神在这个约的关系底下。
Are Christians not already in some way inside? Why do we still have to enter if we're already inside?
那基督徒岂不是已经在神的国里面了呢？为什么还要进入天国呢？
The fact that Jesus says you must do this and that.In order to enter God's kingdom, is Jesus saying that you, even Christian, the disciples, are not already inside?
那主耶稣说，除非你这么做，那才能够进天国。那岂不是对基督徒说，那你其实还不是在天国里的吗？
The Lord Jesus, being a Jew, his teaching is very similar to the teaching of the later Judaism.
那耶稣作为犹太人，他的教导和之后的犹太人的他们的教导是类似的。
In Judaism, there is a teaching, an expression that sounds almost the same as entering God's kingdom.
在犹太教的教导里面，和刚才进天国这样的一个概念有很相似的一个地方。
For the Jews, to enter God's kingdom is to have a share in the world to come.
那对于犹太人来说，进天国的意思就是在要来的这个世界里面有份。
In other words, you may not have a share in the world that God has prepared that is coming.
换句话说，你不一定是有份于神所预备的要来的这个世界。
Now, in the following minutes, I'd like to explain to you from the Bible the meaning of entering God's kingdom in three points.
那接下来的时间，我想从圣经帮助大家去明白进天国的这个含义有三点。
To understand this correctly, you must grasp first and foremost that there is a present aspect and a future aspect of the kingdom of God.
那为了正确的去明白进天国的含义，我们首先要去意识到的呢，就是有这个现在的这个层面，还有未来的这个层面。
At present, the kingdom of God means one thing, and in the future day, the kingdom of God means something somewhat different.
那意思就是说，在现在的这个时代呢，在现在神的天国的含义是 一个含义，但是在对于未来来说呢，天国的含义又有所有一点的不同。
At present, the kingdom of God means God's rule being put into effect by the preaching of Jesus.
那在现在来说呢，天国的含义就是神的统治。那神的统治临到我们是借着耶稣的教导。
At present, the rule of God, the kingship of God, is being put into effect by preaching, by the word of Jesus.
那在现今呢，那神的国，神的统治能够开始，是因为借着人听从福音啊，去听福音之后选择去顺服去开始的。
God's rule is also being put into effect by the subsequent preaching of the gospel by the servants of God.
那不单单是耶稣传福音的时候，那神的王权去开始，那也是通过之后信徒他们的传讲福音的时候，神的王权也可以去在一个人身上去开始。
In this first meaning, to be inside God's kingdom means to choose to submit oneself to God's rule.
那在这个第一个神的国的含义，就是人选择在听了福音之后去选择去顺服于神的王权底下。
For example, in this church, when you have heard the preaching and understood its meaning, and you have chosen to submit your whole life to the government by God through the Bible, then you will find yourself in God's kingdom in the first sense.
那举一个例子，就是在教会当中，你听了讲道，去明白这个神的话语之后呢，你选择去顺服神的教导，去顺服在他的王权底下，将你的整个生命都交给神去管理。那这样来说呢，你已经经历到这个天国的第一个含义了。
This is something not easy to do.
那这件事情并不是一件容易的事。
To submit yourself to the rule of God will cost you everything.
将你自己的生命完全的去交在神的王权底下，那你将会失去所有一切。
For this reason, Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is very near through the preaching of God."
那这也是为什么主耶稣说你们要悔改，因为天国近了。那天国近了的原因，就是因为这个传讲这个福音去展开的。
The kingdom of God in this first sense has to do with preaching.
所以天国在这个第一层的含义是和传讲神的教导有关。
And entering the kingdom of God in this first sense has to do with repentance.
那进天国在这个第一层的含义是与悔改有关的。
And then there is a second future meaning of the kingdom of God.
那还有一层未来的这个天国的含义。
The kingdom of God means that God's rule on earth will be put into full effect the day when Jesus comes from heaven to earth as God's representative.
那在将来天国的含义就是神的王权会完完全全的实现在地上，当主耶稣再次来到地上的时候。
In this second sense, to enter the kingdom of God means to have a share in the world to come.
那在这样的第二层的含义里面呢，进入天国就是说到一个人在要来的这个国度当中有份。
In this second sense, the kingdom of God is not only by preaching, but by the physical coming of Jesus from heaven to earth.
所以在这样未来的这个天国的含义的层面呢，不单单是借着听福音神的国来到一个人的身上，而是借着主耶稣具体的第二次来到地上的时候，神的国度就完全的在这个地上去展开了。
Now there is a second thing that we must grasp in order to understand what the kingdom of God means.
那还有另一点我们需要去掌握，那才能够准确地明白神的国，进入神的国的意思。
In the Bible, regarding the kingdom of God, there is the idea of getting inside and being thrown out of it.
那在圣经里面我们去看的时候， 那有这样的一个概念，就是进入神的国，还有被赶出来这样的概念。
Note, getting in and then even having gotten in, the possibility of being thrown out again.
那大家请留意，就是纵然一个人进入了神国，那还有这样的可能性，这个人可以被赶出这个神的国的。
In other words, under sense or meaning number one, even though you have repented and therefore have come inside God's salvation plan, there is a possibility that you might be thrown out again.
所以刚才在分享的这个第一层进天国的含义，就算你已经进入了神的国度里，那还有这样的可能性啊，你可以被神从他的国度里赶出去的。
Now, this second point is very important. I will cite evidence to support this point.
那这个第二点是非常的重要，我需要去引用经文去证明我的分享。
I have selected the following five passages, all taken from the Gospel of Matthew, to support this important point.
那接下来我去引用五段马太福音的经文去支持这一点。
Matthew 7 and verse 21.
马太福音的七章第二十一节。
Jesus says,Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
七章二十一节，不是每一位对我说主啊、主啊的人都能进入天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Who will call Jesus Lord, Lord Jesus, but believers, Christians?
那些称呼耶稣主啊主啊的人，那岂不是都是基督徒，是相信神的人吗？
So although believers, Christians have gone inside God's salvation plan, there is a possibility that they may be thrown out again on that day.
所以信徒基督徒有可能已经进入到神的计划里面了，但是还有这样的可能性，在那一天他们将被赶出神的国。
For those who have gone in already to enterThe world to come, we must do the will of the Father, as Jesus did.
那在这里我们看到，那些进入到神的国里面要在将来的国度里有份的话呢，我们必须要去行天父的旨意。
So there is a double sense of already in and yet not completely in. We still must enter.
那所以有这样双重的意思，就是一个人可能已经进入了神的国，但还不是完全的进入。
So let's continue. Matthew 13, verses 39 to 40.
马太福音的十三章三十九到四十节。
The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest, in this parable of the sower, is the end of this age. The reapers are the angels. And therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire,So it will be at the end of this age.
马太福音十三章三十九节，撒稗子的仇敌是魔鬼，收割的时候是这世代的终结，收割的工人是天使。稗子怎样被拔掉，用火焚烧，在这世代的终结的时候也是一样。
We continue with verses 40 to 43.
那我们继续看四十一到四十三节。
Verse 41, the Son of Man, that is Jesus.Will send out his angels, and they will gather out. Notice, they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
马太福音十三章四十一节，那时人子指的是耶稣，要差派他的使者，把一切使人犯罪的事和不法之徒从他的国中拔掉。这里留意从他的国中去聚集去拔掉，丢进火炉，在那里必要哀哭切齿。那时一人在他们父的国中，要像太阳一样的照耀，有耳的就应当听。
We see the words of Jesus.As he preaches the gospel, clearly here, that on the day of judgment, bad Christians, bad believers will be gathered out from God's kingdom and thrown out.
所以主耶稣在这里的教导是非常清晰的，就是在那一天，那些在神的国里，那些不好的基督徒、作恶的基督徒要被聚集，要从神的国度里赶出去。
Only the righteous people, those who have been changed into the image of God, will shine like the sun in the kingdom.
唯有那些义人，就是他们被神改变为有神的形象的人，他们要在神的国度里像太阳一样的照耀。
That's why I say categorically, there is no teaching of once saved, always saved in the Bible.
这也是为什么刚才我分享，在圣经里面并没有这样一次得救永远得救的教导。
Let's go on to Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 13.
让我们接着看马太福音二十二章十一到十三节。
This is a parable that Jesus tells, the parable of the wedding feast.
那这是一个耶稣所教导的比喻，婚宴的教导啊，比喻。
Chapter 22, verses 11 to 13. But when the king came in to see the wedding guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding garment on. So he said to him,Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and throw him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
二十二章十一节，王进来与赴宴的人见面，看见一个人没有穿着婚宴的礼服，就对他说朋友，你没有婚宴的礼服，怎能进到这里来呢？他却无话可说。于是王对侍从说：“把他的手和脚都绑起来，丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。”
So even a person has gotten in, but without the proper qualification that befits the grace of God, the person might could be thrown out again.
那纵然一个人已经进入了，但是因为他这个素质并没有达到神恩典的这个要求，那他也有可能被赶出去。
And we come to chapter 22 of Matthew and verse 14.
那我们接下来看马太福音的二十二章十四节。
Jesus says, Many are called, but few are chosen.
在这里主耶稣说，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
God, through Jesus and his many other servants, has invitedhas called many people, including you, through the gospel.
那神借着主耶稣基督还有他的仆人们已经向很多人发出这个呼召，也包括在座的每一位。
So for those of us who have been baptized here, we have all been called and we have answered God's call.
那对于我们当中已经受过洗的，我们都听到了神的呼召，也回应了神的呼召。
And because you have answered God's call, you have gone in, and you are inside God's plan of saving you.
那就因为你已经回应了神的呼召，你已经进入了神的救恩计划，你在神的救恩计划里，有一部分。
But from among the countless Christians who have been called by the gospel,Few will be chosen on the day of judgment.
但是在神所呼召的这么多的基督徒里当中呢，在审判的那一天被选上的人是少的。
So this is what I mean that in the teaching of the Lord Jesus, there are these two ideas: getting inside and the possibility of being thrown out again.
所以以上。我们看到在主耶稣的教导里面有这样的一个概念，就是进入到神的国以后仍然有这个可能性会被赶出去。
So, but the emphasis of the words of our Lord Jesus today is on both on the positive and the negative.
但是今天我们看到主耶稣的教导，那在正面和反面都有强调。
On the positive side,
那这个正面的这个地方，
those of usWho have been baptized are already inside.
就是那些已经接受洗礼的基督徒，那他们已经进入了神的国。
If we do our part, God, our Heavenly Father, will surely do His part to accomplish everything in full.
那若是我们衷心的去做到我们要做的应该要做得到的这个部分呢，那我们可以确定的就是神他的那一部分呢，他必定会成就他的计划。
Because you have repented and you have answered his call.
原因就是你已经悔改，也去回应他的呼召。
He has already included us in his plan of salvation, of transformation.
他已经将我们包括在他的神救恩计划里面呢，去包括我们在他这样改变的这个计划里。
If you do your part, God, Yahweh, will certainly do his part. You will find a share in the kingdom to come.
若是你去忠心的去 做到你的部分呢，那神的那一部分他必定会去成就，你在将来要来的国度里面会有份。
Because giving you a share in the coming kingdom is his top priority. He will do it.
原因就是使你在他要来的国度里有份，是他首要的这个首要的要务啊，他一定会成就。
But you must do your part.
但是你自己的部分一定要去做。
But if the church, if you change the words of Jesus and knows God's commandment, you break His covenant.
但是若是你去违背他的诫命，去改变他的律例的时候，那你就在违背这个约了。
If you choose to deviate from the way of Jesus and follow your own way, you will be thrown out.
若是你偏离了耶稣所走过的道路而走你自己的道路，那你可以肯定的是你在将来的国度里要被赶出去。
Now my time is over, it's gone.
那我的时间差不多了。
It's time to review what we have learned today.
那我们来重看一下我们今天所学习的。
Well, the third point we just learned that concerning the kingdom of God, that those who are already in, but not yet fully in, still must strive to enter with all their heart and might.
所以刚才我们看到的第三点就是，那些已经进入了神的国里面，但还没有完全的进去的，那仍然要去努力，去竭尽我们心力，去追求。
Today, we face a question, all of us.
今天我们的信息里面，我们每一位都面临这样的一个问题。
As brothers and sisters, as companions who learn the word of God together from week to week.
那我们作为一起学习神的话语，每一周来听神话语的每一位。
Look at yourself.
那我们审查我们自己。
You've heard so much.
你听过许多的信息。
You've been taught so much.
有很多的教导也给予了你们。
You've been given so many opportunities.
你也被给予好多的机会。
You've been allowed so much time.
也有好多的时间。
You have tasted so much love and support.
你也在也尝过好多的爱心跟支持。
What is your way of reacting to the grace of God for you?
那你对这些恩典的回应是什么呢？
Basically, are you lazy?
那你是否是懒惰的呢？
You may not be a lazy person in your profession.
或许你在你的工作上并不懒惰。
But I am asking whether you're lazy in the way you deal, you react to the grace of God.
那但我要问的并不是在工作的层面，而是在问你对神恩典的反应是否是懒惰的呢？
Or is your life dynamic?
又或者你的生命是蛮有动力的。
Because having understood the true gospel, you are striving with all your strength to follow.
那原因就是当你听明白真的福音之后，那你是尽心竭力的去回应，去追求。
Now today, I have described to you how great God's salvation plan is for mankind.
那今天我和大家说明了神对人类的救恩计划是多么的宏大。
And I have described to you how rich the inheritance God has prepared for those who love Him.
那我也向大家去解释，那对于那些爱神的人来说，神为他们预备的产业是多么的丰富。
Today, Jesus has told us clearly.
今天耶稣对我们很清楚的说。
Look at these words of Jesus again.
让我们去再次看主耶稣的话语。
How firm is God's commitment to do all that He has planned to do?
那神要去成就他所计划的这些事情，他的这个委身跟坚定是多么的稳固。
How certain is His commitment to you if you commit yourself unreservedly to Him?
当我们没有保留的去全然的委身给神的时候，你会发现神对我们的委身是多么的稳固，没有保留。
So let us close in a prayer.
好，那让我们用一个祷告结束今天的信息。
Albert, would you please lead us in prayer?
Okay. 我们一起祷告。